I spoke with him yesterday, and he said he doesn't know who can do it. But should I just show him the machine, and then he can show it?
Come tomorrow.
Okay.
And Namin will be there.
Okay.
And he will learn how to handle.
Okay. In the morning?
When I keep anything,
yeah.
When I give power, then I become something puzzled.
Mm-hmm. When you keep anything, what do you mean?
All these.
No, you wouldn't have to keep it. Somebody would take
someone,
responsibility.
Someone like doing this.
Oh, I see. Right. But we are so conditioned that if we don't have the tape recorder, we forget. We are affected by Kali Yuga. But every time we hear again and again, we capture more and more. Sometimes I listen to the tapes that
there
you...
There is nothing to learn from me. You know everything. You are so qualified.
As you translated in your Jiva Dharma, everything is there in the heart, but we need the Ladini Shakti and the Samvit Shakti to bring it out, and that's coming from your mercy.
You are nearer to Ladini Shakti than me.
Oh, funny. I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions. When Aditya asked you about her deity worship, you said that the Goswamis did Bhav Seva, not Archan. Could you explain what is this Bhav Seva deity worship?
In Vaidhi Bhakti, devotees do Archan. And it is essential for them to do Archan. Even Pati does Seva to Gurudev, it is also under Archan. To cook, to serve Vaishnava, everything is Archan. But gradually, then he has some greed towards Raganuga Bhajan. Then gradually it is transferred into bhav. Then archan becomes bhav. We try to do bhav seva. Sanatana Goswami erected temple, and there he prakashit kiya, manifest,
revealed,
published,
established
Madan Mohan ji. So many cows he he brought, and so many kinds of preparations were ready given to Thakur ji, Madan Mohan. So many Brahmins were engaged to do service of so many services. So many lands were
cultivated.
व्यवस्था में आई जिससे कि उनकी साग सब्जी फल एवरीथिंग वेज
ग्रोन
फ्रूट वेजिटेबल्स एंड एवरीथिंग एंड वेरी गुड मैनेजमेंट पर्सन एंड सनातन गोस्वामी लेफ्ट इट ऑल इन द हैंड्स ऑफ पुजारी एंड द पुजारी वेयर गिवन monthly something.
Salary?
Huh?
Salary?
Salary. The salary they are giving to. Not salary, but some donations, lands and other things have been given so that their family should be maintained. And Sanatana Goswami, after establishing everything, he left at all and doing house. He agreed, "Hey Lalite, hey Vishakhe, where are you?" And Astakaliya Leela.
The times of the day of the past tense.
In his heart. Always weeping, sometimes laughing, sometimes rolling in earth, sometimes in Radhakul, sometimes in Govardhan, sometimes in Nandagaon, Bharsana and others. Always. One night in one under tree. And remembering this past time which hell under that tree. Always in Hose, Urade, where are you? This is powerful.
Now Raghunath Das Goswami had the Giri Govardhan and still he was doing the Bhav Seva. So how did he do both? What did he do in relation to his deity?
Then he used to know that Giriraj Govardhan is Krishna and that
Gunjamala.
Gunjamala is Radhika. Both he is certain. Sometimes on the top of the ear, eyes, sometimes on head, sometimes ear, always dipping, making bath from his ears, always.
From his tears?
Always.
But he never because I thought he worshipped Giri Govardhan with Ganges water and...
Om Girdharaya Namah.
No.
Always knowing that Radha is Radha and Krishna. And always mentally and heartily doing all this. Sometimes it may be that he may give some flowers, but he always treated it that they are Radha and Krishna.
Sometimes devotees...
In the morning he is saying that Shyamala has come and Srimati Radhika is telling her, "Oh, it is good morning, Suprabhat." Prabhat, you know? What you know?
Not much.
Suprabhat. Because you have come here, so it is good morning. No? This morning is good. Because you have come and I have seen you. My Asha Paru, Asha tree, Asha means
hope,
is growing. Lips are very green. And Sakhis are giving water in the roof of that Asha Paru. Growing so, but no fruit. When fruit will come? He is remembering this thing. And then Shyamala is giving answer. All this tree is so strange. Ashtabhya Jana, strange. The lips are growing on and so green, this tree is. And it is full of manjari, it is full of fruits, full of ripened fruits. So good smell is coming. And you are testing it daily so much that so many symptoms in your body has come. But yet you are telling that are not in tree. Srimati Radhika tells that what are the symptoms? I don't know. I have not seen fruits. There are no fruits at all. See, then the fruits are very golden time. And full of so much rasa. Rasa, you know?
Taste. Juice.
Juice. Only juice and juice are there. But that juice, your eyes have been colored in red. By testing here, there have been what?
Bimba fruit. Huh? Bimba fruit, red lips.
Red lips.
Oh, red lips.
मैं कुछ भाव जैसा हो गया खाते खाते.
Injured. Red.
Not red.
Bitten.
Injured.
Any injury?
Bite.
Bite, checking.
That
rasa I am seeing. And I am saying that from your, when you take taking of this fruit, so much rush comes out that it has gone through your breath. There are so many signs there. Yet you are telling that I have not seen fruit. Then she tells Srimati Radhika, I have become mad. I don't know. I have one time I have seen that light in very, very andhakar ratri, dark night, when there is rainy season and Amoshya Ratri. Amoshya Ratri, you know?
Amoshya.
Without moon.
What is that?
Without moon.
What?
Without a moon. And it is at night, but there's no moon.
Yeah.
No moonlight. Dark.
Oh, dark. And clouds are there in the sky. So more dark.
Uh-huh.
And there are tamal trees just everywhere. So more and
dark.
And rain is falling. So more dark, more dark. And in the meantime, thunderbolt kya prakashit hua.
Lightning.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And in a second, or a thousand part of a second, it can invent. Flash, so this.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, I see Krishna, I saw Krishna, but like this. And then in a night, dark night, we thunderbolt we see, then chakachom lag jata hai. Aankh puzzled ho jati. Eyes become puzzled. Understand?
Pale?
Puzzled.
Your eyes become bewildered, you get confused about what you're seeing.
Nothing is seen more.
Hmm.
If there is thunderbolt, not thunderbolt, then everything, we see something. But if we see lightning, and after that, we cannot see.
You can't see 2 minutes.
They are blinded.
Light blinded. I have seen. But I am puzzled so that what pankha chalao to dekho to hai. Humko jarurat nahi padti. Tum log sukhi jeev hai.
No,
आप ये तो सोचते हैं कि मेरा नहीं है, पर हम लोग हैं, हम ये शरीर में हैं, इसलिए हमें शरीर की तकलीफ महसूस होती है. Telling that I don't know Aisha and but Aisha, but who am I? Who is he? What he did? What I felt? No memory, nothing. So these are houses.
So
any dati is hearing and understanding all these things. These are houses.
And feeling separation, that when will I serve you in this?
In separation, separation feels feeling. And in meeting Radhika and Krishna, she's feeling that I'm also meeting.
But I mean, like Raghunath Das Goswami, who's doing the Bhav Seva, he's thinking of the pastime and praying, when will I serve you in these pastimes?
You should now pray something. We will not be there. When that Shakti will Harladini and some will come, and it will easy for us to remember all this. They will come as
so I was speaking?
Very easy.
Mm.
But now we will think and
force
want
it.
To bring them in your memory. It is very hard.
Mm.
So we should pray that Harladini Shakti come, Raghunath Das, Raghunath Das, and all of us.
This is Bhav Seva, along with Vilap Kushmanjali.
Srimati Radhika is in Javad. Shamla has done. Now I have to make path for Srimati Radhika to help her and to do Singar. You know Singar?
Decoration,
yeah.
Ornamentation.
Ornamentation. To those
combing the hair. Rings.
Give all these ornaments, sindoor, altar, and all other things. And to cook, and to do every according time to time. These are all. What sakhis are ordering, and what I feel necessary to do, everything. By and by, first pray, then try to read, try to hear more and more, try to make your heart to receive all these things.
Sometimes devotees who are seeing you, when they chant their japa, they either meditate on how they're dressing the deities, or they're doing archana paditi in their mind, manaseva, not praying, can I do it, but just meditating on doing it. Is this proper? It seems different from your instructions, although these people are also hearing from you.
But that I understand that. Guru tells one thing, and 100 devotees hear according to their path process and do what they like. But if anyone's heart is so nearer to Gurudev, Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru, they can understand and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said one thing. So many devotees have taken it according to their qualification. We should not try to anukaran karna. Hum logo ko anukaran karna chahiye.
Anusaran
is follow. 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 Anusaran. Follow. Anusaran. Try to follow, but not to
acting like
this. What?
I don't know what.
Anukarana or Anusaran?
Anukarana
acting.
Anusaran
karenga.
Anusaran
is
following. Anukarana?
Acting.
Imitating?
Don't imitate. According to our qualification, we should try to follow.
What would imitating be?
That I became any gopi.
Oh.
And doing like gopi.
Oh.
This is imitating. And to follow. So pray for their mercy. And when we will have so qualified, that there must be comes and we can follow and such like this. Like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, when a day will come that I can touch Srimati Radhika going to Avishar Sat Krishna. Understand?
Avishar, I don't understand. What's Avishar?
Meeting.
Oh, help them get together. Help
when
them with meeting.
Sri Radhika wears white dress and goes to meet Krishna in full mood. Like these all. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Goswami or all other Goswami pray that when a day will come that and I will be so qualified that at that time I will follow and serve Srimati Radhika. And Rukmini, these are prayers. These are anusara. And to be at once like this, we are not so qualified.
Last time we were.
At all, Manam. We should see that whether that grid has come actually or not. If grid is not there, we'll have to go down surely in calm. So we don't want that. Very, as grid is there, very slowly, but it still is to be. So that our mind should not go in calm always. And that is why your Prabhupada, my Gurudev, Srila Bhakteswar Siddhanta Saraswati had not ordered disciples to do like that. That is because bad fruit has been seen. Sahaja Baba, Imam Sahaja Baba, and also in our group also, those who do, they don't want to follow and practice. They want to be gopi and to do, think and read all these things. We should do according to our qualifications.
In this commentary that we have of Vilap Kushmanjali that you said we could read, there are some excerpts that he quotes from Govinda Lilamrita. Is that okay to read those excerpts? You told us to read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu translated by Swami Bhan. So I'm halfway through and he's been discussing the different offenses in deity worship and the benefits of deity worship. So I'm confused because the deity, the Archivigraha deity, is Krishna, and when you put a garland on the deity, it seems like the Vaidhi Bhakti devotee is doing the service, and the Raganuga Bhakta is saying, I'm not doing the service, yet the Raganuga Bhakta is higher. So what's really happening?
Yes, so.
Do what?
Thinking that he is Krishna and he sees Radha. Yes, so. By doing so, grid will come. And it will be thick and easy for us. We should do all by the bhakti, anga. Anga means?
The different parts.
We should try to do, follow. And by doing so, our heart will be qualified to take all this.
But in the Vaidhi Bhakti Archan, you think that you're already doing the service.
But doing that service, you should think Raganuga.
How?
Raganuga is as Mangalati is going on. Anyone doing worship, archan, they can see that. All Lalita and Vishakha are doing as. It is morning. Radha and Krishna are now going to be separated. They are so much
Lamenting.
Lamenting. And Lalita Vishakha art.
Performing art.
Perform many things. We will pray for their mercy at that. That all the things he occurs in morning with Radha and Krishna should come in a bhava by the grace of Lalita Vishakha and Jogamaya. How they are waking Radha and Krishna, what seva they are doing at that time, and what they are thinking, how when they are separating, anything which is left on the beds of Radha and Krishna, Rati Manjari brings it and gives it to Rupa Manjari, and she gives to Srimati. Srimati is telling that who has brought it, and when she knows, she gives it that her or anything to that Palyadasi, and she becomes whole. So in Bhaji Bhakti, Bhakti will all will be done, and in that we will think of another.
So when the devotee is moving the lamp, what should they think they're doing by moving the lamp? Because they're not actually.
You should remember that Lila.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there is going on.
It's just to remind you.
That, actually, that Lila should manifest here.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will be there.
But the devotees who are not on the level of Raganuga, the ones who are doing.
He will think like. He is bound to think.
That I am doing this. That's just to attract him so
what
gradually.
What he is doing, but any Raganuga person, he is seeing everything in manifest in his heart according to Raganuga.
Mm-hmm.
In Jagannath, the priest is doing Archan Pujan of Jagannath, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beating and seeing only Jagannath, not Jagannath as a Bhajandanandan Shyam
Sundar.
They are doing what they are doing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking all that things in Prajalila.
You told us once that the Manjaris, when they sweep in the different pastime places, they're weeping. Why are they weeping?
They can weep. When Radha and Krishna are meeting, seeing the same, heart becomes so melting. And when they see separation, they also weep. In both, if a child, after some time, meets her mother, mother becomes to be and so much happiness. And when he does not see her child in separation, she be. So in both ways he can be. Symptoms of all these things like Arsasakti Bhav. Here in practice, in Dhumai, full of
smoke.
A smoke. Like that they come. But it is very, very good thing. If as a might it comes, yet it is. If two or three drops of this comes, I have done today some project. And if there are not, they are not separation at the time of bhajan. No bhajan. We should think that we are so wretched, we are so down, that all these things are not coming, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told in his sixth chapter, Nayanam Galadar Sudharaya Badal. So we should lament. And if really there is lamentation in our heart, this is
I'm so fallen that every time I lament and do the right thing, I get puffed up about it. Oh, I lamented, and then I lose everything.
We should not think like that. We have lamented, but it will give something pleasure. That time, we will say, Gurudev, that by your grace, something. Not according to my qualification, but we have realized something by your grace. Then it will come and last time.
Mm-hmm.
This is one.
A few years ago, I started a book about my memories of Srila Prabhupada. About 5 years ago. But I wasn't a good writer, so I tried to get different good writers to edit it, but it always became worse. So yesterday I got a package in the mail from one editor, and it was much worse than what I wrote, so I decided I'm going to have to do it myself because only I know what I mean. So, but then as I was looking at it, I could see that what I wrote at that time, I understand things a lot better now, but still my understanding is very limited. So I was wondering, should I not work on this book at all, maybe for a few years, till I get a better understanding of Prabhupada and then do the writing?
That is the case with me.
With you?
I think that I should write something. But I see that I can write after 1 year more. What I was thinking, now I'm thinking. I see that more progress. What I wrote yesterday, now I will have to correct it all. So I cannot. Writing.
But everything that you do is perfect. Perfect and more perfect than most perfect.
But yet I'm so dumb.
But should I attempt to write the thing now or should I wait actually?
You should do.
I don't know anything. You are my everything. You're you're my intelligence.
I cannot write like you. I like your writing.
Seriously, should I try to do it now or should I wait till I get more realization?
What is
it? Because it's several hundred pages. It's like 300 pages.
You can correct?
Yeah. Should I do it now?
And what do you will get us in? Still just you should do at that time. এই কত বাজে
সবার
আজকে কি হয়নি ভোগ তো
কম্পিউটার বুঝাচ্ছি না শিখে দিলাম ভুল হয়ে গেছে
Now I can, I'm not getting anything new. Talking and going.
You're always in Swarasiki Upasana, Maharaj. Unlimited pastimes entering your heart at every moment. Not only that, you are the object of upasana. You're the object of meditation.
आपको कुछ समझा नहीं ना? भैया को भी कुछ बतलाना? बस ऐसे ही हरिनाम करो और सेवा करो बस. But I can't. There are so many problems. My heart is so. Like stone.
Asru Taranga Bajo, that's you, Maharaj.
I cannot. I want to learn how to read.
The reason I asked about the book is because you told me to wait till I get more realizations for preaching.
I think that somewhat you have been पहले से बदल गई है ना in few days.
I'm all dry, Maharaj.
Are you realizing or thinking somewhat more than what you used to think?
Very, very much more. Still nothing, but very much more.
I think you have been changed.
By your mercy.
More and more
to go.
So much. It is beginning.
That's why, as you told me to wait for preaching till I have more realization, that's why I thought the book about my remembrance of Prabhupada should also wait.
Preach also. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
In preaching, you will realize new and new things.
Mm-hmm.
By telling all these things to qualified person, not to unqualified person. So then you should only by devotee. To chant Hari name, not to take acts and all these things, smoke and all other things, and all what you preach. Krishna is superior head, and there is Shakti in Krishna. There are 10 kinds of Dasmul, Sikha, and Jaiva Dharma. We can preach all these things, but your spiritual master has told you, you should know. And this should be told and heard among a special devotee who has some taste in this, not fast. Try to read Srimad Bhagavatam with the explanation of Vishwanath Chakravarti. This will add more and more.
You mean the 10th canto?
Yes. Yeah. Or any prayer, but especially the 10th canto. Regards with Gopi. Gopi Ghee, Jugal Ghee, Venu Ghee, Amar Ghee.
In the Valapkus Manjali commentary, it says that the Manjaris are love personified. The Manjaris are love personified. They are the personification of love, the Manjaris. Personification.
Personification.
They are love in person.
To Krishna.
That the Manjaris who serve Radhika, they are themselves love personified. Could you say something about that?
I'm not understanding.
Personified. Mm-hmm. Like Radhika is Mahabhav in person, the person of Mahabhav. Mahabhav personified. So the Manjaris are also love personified.
Srimati Radhika has so many bhavas. Asta Sakhi or a special bhava or Radhika. So any Manjari maybe has personified love of Radhika. As Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Shiv Goswami Vilas Manjari, Sanatana Goswami Lavan Manjari, they are all the specialists of their own. And they are personified love of Radhika in them.
Some aspect of her complete love they are? Is that what it is? They are some aspect, some part of her love.
Of Radhika love. Especially. I can say express fully in English this thing. If you knew Hindi.
Right.
Oh, very.
Okay.
This is something lacking in my.
I'll try harder. Why does Tulsi Manjari address Radhika as Shyamju? What does Shyamju mean?
Shyamaju.
Shyamaju.
Krishna is Shyam.
Uh-huh.
Radha is Shyama, meaning wife of Radha.
A wife of Radha. Of
not
Krishna.
Wife, but Priyatama of Krishna.
Right.
Biharini ji. Biharini ji.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Uh-huh, the consort. Right.
Why Bihari ji?
Because he's the personification of pastime.
With Radhika is Bihari.
Uh-huh.
He does Bihar with Radhika. And Biharini. Biharini, who is Bihari?
Radhika.
Why?
Because she...
Because
he does Bihar... She does pastimes with her. Right.
Shyamaju. Shyam. Krishna, Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Radha is Krishna also. Mm. Krishna,
Mohan,
Mohini.
Mm-hmm.
Mohini.
Mm-hmm.
Vrindavan Biharini, Vrindavan Biharini. Jugal Kishore, Jugal Kishori.
Madhav,
Madhavi.
Mm-hmm. Do all the associates from Braj go with Krishna on his road show, his Prakat Leela, to the different universes?
Again.
When Krishna does Prakat Leela in the different universes, do all the associates, all the Manjaris, everybody come to each universe? Like Rati Manjari is in every universe with Krishna and Radha?
Yes.
It's described in many places that Radha and Krishna are smeared with sandalwood or kumkum or a guru, and it says it's smeared on their body. So does this mean it's smeared on their body, or there are painted designs all over their body of sandalwood or kumkum or whatever? It says that Krishna has sandalwood. Krishna has sandalwood and a guru and saffron smeared on his body. So is it that it's just smeared, or are there designs? Does somebody paint designs all over his body of these things?
चंदन और कुमकुम जो है या किसी ने लगाया पेंट किया किसी ने
डिजाइन
डिजाइन
लाइक पिक्चर्स
व्हाट अगेन
इट सेज दैट कृष्णा हैज sandalwood, saffron, a guru, and Radhika also smeared on the body. Is it pictures on the body or just globs of...
Oh, there are so much drawings there.
Drawings.
Beautiful color.
Oh.
Color, you know?
Artistic drawings.
Krishna has to do so much labor and practice to do one makari on the body of Srimati Radhika. And Sri Radhika also makes some pictures of all this.
On Krishna's body. Oh.
Sometimes Sakha do. Sometimes Sakhi do. And it gives so much inspiration in their heart when painting.
Why? How?
I cannot make you realize, but I can realize. You also may realize, if, but it cannot be told.
Okay.
It will be what? Realize.
Mm-hmm.
Like Krishna felt anything on the cheek of kapol of Srimati Radhika.
Mm-hmm.
And by this kapol he, well, it is not good. Again I will say.
Mm-hmm.
But he smoots it. I mean, but he doesn't.
He smudges it when he touches it.
Kapol. And they become both so free. Like this.
Mm-hmm. You were
Krishna gets garland in the neck of Srimati Radhika. What does what becomes there?
It becomes crushed.
Huh?
Crushed. Now.
Too many things go.
Oh, ripped.
So many things. He tells Krishna, don't do so. And he does so. And there are so many things there. It cannot be told. Only a real life.